This is Jay Sekulow. The issue of the HHS mandate at the vice presidential debate. Will it be at tomorrow's presidential debate?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I don't see how a person can separate their public life from their private life or from their faith. Our faith informs us in everything we do. My faith informs me about how to take care of the vulnerable, about how to make sure that people have a chance in life. You want to ask basically why I'm pro-life? It's not simply because of my Catholic faith. That's a factor, of course. But it's also because of reason and science.
With regard to abortion, I accept my church's position on abortion as what we call de fide doctrine. Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. But I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews. I just refuse to impose that on others.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
As president, I'll protect the sanctity of life. I'll honor the institution of marriage, and I will guarantee America's first liberty, the freedom of religion.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Well, in the debate last week between the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, and Congressman Paul Ryan, the issue of this contraceptive rule, as some like to call it, we call it the abortion mandate. It's not really about contraception. It's really about abortifacients. Became front and center as the abortion issue went forward. And now the HHS rule, which is now in effect by Kathleen Sebelius, which puts the Catholic hospitals, religious institutions, in the not only awkward and uncomfortable position, but in our view, unconstitutional position of having to provide a service here aboard a feasance in violation of their own religious teachings. That is now front and center in the political campaigns. We're taking your phone calls. How important is this HHS rule and abortion generally for your election decision? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Fan, there's a lot of discussion right now on a lot of the blogs that this is going to come up again tomorrow night because it became such a significant issue in Tuesday's VP debate. Will it be addressed in the presidential debates?
I don't think there's any question but that it will be, Jay. I mean, members of Congress are starting to talk about this, and I think it'll come up in this regard. You know, it came up talking about contraceptives and abortifacients, but listen, if this Obamacare legislation, Jay, can be used to mandate this type of minutia, of course it can be used to mandate abortion on demand and any number of other things. So I would expect Mitt Romney to go after the president and say, what is next? You're going after religious freedom now. Is it abortion on demand next?
All right, so here, let me give you the stark contrast between the two candidates. First, a statement from Joe Biden, number 8.
No religious institution, Catholic or otherwise, including Catholic social services, none has to either refer contraception, none has to pay for contraception, none has to be a vehicle to get contraception in any insurance policy they provide. That is a fact.
Actually, it's not a fact. It's to the contrary. And I'm going to get after the break to give you the exact fact on that. But what the point of the matter is, that is not a fact. Here was Paul Ryan's response, number 3.
What troubles me more is how this administration has handled all of these issues. Look at what they're doing through Obamacare with respect to assaulting the religious liberties of this country. They're infringing upon the freedom of religion. Our church should not have to sue our federal government to maintain their religious liberties.
Well, there you have it. That's the stark contrast. Here's what we want to do. We want an end to the unconstitutional abortifacient abortion pill mandate of HHS. And a president, whoever it is, can do that with a stroke of the pen. So we want to let both President Obama and Governor Romney know that we want action on this. And we're going to give this information to the two campaigns so you can speak out and say this is a violation of religious liberty. Here's the number to add your name to this letter, this petition, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We're going to send it to both campaigns. Let's undo this HHS mandate. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
With the presidential election fast approaching, there's one issue that cannot be ignored: Obamacare and the HHS mandate. The mandate requires companies to purchase health insurance for employees that includes coverage for the abortion pill, a requirement that violates the religious beliefs of millions of Americans. The ACLJ is at the forefront of an intense legal battle to have the HHS mandate declared unconstitutional. The ACLJ has filed several federal lawsuits and is supporting many more, a battle that is likely to end up at the Supreme Court. The fact is, the next president of the United States can bring an end to the HHS mandate with the stroke of a pen. Sign on to our letter going to President Obama and Governor Romney, putting them on notice. The HHS mandate is bad law and violates the Constitution. As the ACLJ pursues the legal fight, we urge the next president to end this mandate the day he is sworn into office. Call now 1-877-989-2255 for online ACLJ.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. In the debate last week between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan, a big discussion took place on the HHS mandate. For those that need a refresher, that's the requirement under Obamacare that religious institutions are forced to dispense abortifacients, engage in these practices that violate their sincerely held religious beliefs, which is what religious liberty is designed to protect. But that's not the case. Joe Biden said there was an exemption given, and the fact of the matter is that the Catholic Church said that there is no exemption. This was the U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops, said there is no exemption for this. That is incorrect. They were giving him another year to come into compliance. That's not an exemption. But here's the question. Realize this, that the President of the United States can change this literally by the stroke of a pen. This was a regulation that was put in place by HHS. We want to send a really clear message to the Obama administration, to Governor Romney's staff as well, saying end the abortion pill mandate if you're elected. The HHS mandate is very clear. Everyone who pays for health insurance, by the way, everybody that pays for health insurance must pay for instance, the morning after pill. We believe this is completely unconstitutional. We're leading a legal effort of this in court, of course. But the next president of the United States can simply direct that his administration end this regulation. So we want to send a letter to both candidates explaining why the mandate is unconstitutional and urging them to end it if elected. And we want you to sign the letter. We want to hear from 50,000 Americans saying end this HHS mandate. You can go to aclj.org where over 10,000 people have already signed on to this letter, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255 to end this unconstitutional infringement on religious liberty, this HHS mandate, at 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And I encourage you to go there and get that information. Become engaged in this issue. We're going to get this to both campaigns. Let them know what the American people are thinking and what the American people are concerned about. We're also going to take your phone calls, and let's go right to them. Our phones are jammed.
All right, let's go to line one. Taryn is calling from Montana. Taryn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Taryn.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yes, I'm just horrified that Vice President Biden lied in our faces Tuesday on the debate. It is a continual pattern of the Obama administration. They treat our Constitution as if it doesn't matter to them at all.
Well, here's what Paul Ryan said in response to that. Let me play number four for you.
With respect to abortion, the Democratic Party used to say they wanted to be safe, legal, and rare. Now, they support it without restriction and with taxpayer funding. Taxpayer funding in Obamacare, taxpayer funding with foreign aid.
And then number five, here's another one. This is the Vice President of the United States who went to China. Remember what he did when he went to China? Well, Paul Ryan, remember, take a listen.
The Vice President himself went to China and said that he sympathized or wouldn't second guess their one-child policy of forced abortions and sterilizations. That, to me, is pretty extreme.
So, also, Vice President Biden said, I want to play this. This is the sounds they made. These are the statements they've made. So we're going to play that. Number seven. This is Joe Biden.
I do not believe that we have a right to tell women that they can't control their body. It's a decision between them and their doctor. In my view, in the Supreme Court, I'm not going to interfere with that.
So you've got two very distinct views on that issue of life. So we will continue to engage this issue at a very high level. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Interestingly, this debate on the HHS mandate got put back in front and center because of the vice presidential debate. And now there's a lot of thought that this is going to come up in the presidential debate. And Than, that could have big ramifications. You said a lot of members of Capitol Hill are talking about this now because we know that this process, this regulation, can be ended with the stroke of a president's pen.
Yeah, that's right. We had 79 members of Congress, Jay, sign these briefs for us. But this is going to be a big political issue in the presidential debate and especially in the Senate elections, Jay, because the president has a number of senators who are up for re-election that don't agree with him on this. I mean, you've got Senator Manchin in West Virginia who actually co-sponsored a bill with Senator Rubio to reverse it. Senator Nelson's and Senator Casey, they've also expressed opposition. Here's the bottom line, Jay. Those voters in the middle, they think the president has gone too far on this. So the president's going to be asked about it, and I think it's going to have a trickle-down effect in the elections from the president all the way down to these Senate races.
Well, here's what's going on. Remember, Joe Biden said there was an exemption, but in reality, the Obama administration exempted churches and religious organizations for 1 year. That was the only exemption to get into compliance. But here's what we want you to do, folks. We want to send a very loud and clear message to these campaigns. We're going to start doing that today. We will do it tomorrow. We'll do it the rest of this week to say, get rid of this HHS mandate. It's a tremendous violation. Tremendous violation on religious liberty, mandating that the Catholic Church or a Baptist hospital has to provide a service that violates their religious conscience and religious beliefs. I need you to sign on to this. We're over 10,000 signatures already. We want to get to 50,000. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign this letter online. It's a simple letter to both the president and to Governor Romney, and it simply says, you have the power, if you're president of the United States, to change this rule and this regulation. We want you to do it. Do it now. Of course, new president can undo the entire Obamacare legislation also. That's a bit more complicated, but the HHS mandate is easy to undo. It's a regulation. So simply go to ACLJ.org and sign on to the letter there. And this is a letter going to both campaigns, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. And it's very important that we hear from all of you on this because we want to get to, like I said, 50,000 signatures by the end of the week. That'll send a sound message before we get into the final debate. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Who is next?
Chris is calling from California on line 5. Chris, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Jay?
Good.
I think we should just address the elephant in the room that Joe O. Biden is lying.
Well, you know, he'll say that he gave a policy. He'll say we said there's an exemption. Well, there is for 1 year. And it's not total, by the way. So the fact of the matter is, when you look at the fact-checking here, this is even from the Washington Post, not a conservative magazine or newspaper by any stretch of the nation information. They said Biden went a bit far saying it is a fact that religious groups will not have to, in this case, pay for contraceptives under the health care law. Biden was referring to the so-called contraceptive mandate, which requires insurers to provide coverage for birth control without charging additional copayments. And by the way, that is, in fact, including the morning after pill, which is an abortifacient. And what's interesting about this, that means but who's paying the insurance premium? Who's making the insurance premium available? Those Catholic churches and hospitals. A sleight of hand, move the money around, try not to have it come out of, look so direct. But fact of the matter is, Than, the American people and Republicans and Democrats are seeing right through this.
Yeah, this is exactly like the Planned Parenthood accounting gimmick, Jay. I mean, they claim that insurance companies will pay for it, but of course that's a joke because when the insurance company goes to quote that policy, Jay, they have to provide this coverage. So that price is going right into the premium that these organizations are going to pay, and that's why 43 Catholic institutions, not all right-leaning, Jay, have sued the federal government over this. But honestly, that issue of who pays for it, that's only the tip of the iceberg here. It's really the religious freedom that undergirds this that's the main issue.
That's the biggest issue here, folks. I mean, you understand the significant attack on religious freedom and religious liberty when you've got a mandate coming out that is so clear, so egregious, that it requires the church to violate its sincerely held positions on religious liberty and religious freedom, to do something against their conscience. And lawsuits, by the way, we've got two lawsuits directly challenging this. We filed briefs in 11 other cases. But this isn't about the briefs this week. We're talking to the candidates themselves, to President Obama, to Governor Romney, and saying, we want this mandate removed. You can do it, Mr. President. You can do it, Governor Romney, if you become president. Very simple to do. But we need both campaigns to understand that the American people are taking this seriously. Again, we're over 10,000 signatures online at aclj.org. Or again, you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to a letter going to both campaigns. Let's grab another call before the break.
Avery's calling from North Carolina on line 3. Avery, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Avery.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good.
All right, great. Well, I'd like to say this much, that I think that this issue is one that's worthy, certainly, to be addressed. Granted, there seems to be an infringement of the religious freedom. However, what disturbs me the most is this, that currently I am under the strong impression that we have a current presidency that has all persons of America's best interests at heart.
Well, look, I mean, that's what elections are about. Does the president reflect a position that you want to advocate or not? And I think that becomes a decision that each individual is going to be making in about 21 days, about 3 weeks from now. And you're going to see whoever the nominee is, one of them will become president of the United States. And that's when these issues hit front and center. So that's what elections are all about, Avery. And that's why we encourage you to vote. We don't tell you who to vote for here. We're laying out the case on both of these candidates, and we're playing sound from both of them, because I expect you're going to see some of this in the presidential debate tomorrow. I really think we may see this as an issue. It'll be interesting if they try to avoid it. I think it would be pretty dangerous to try to avoid, actually. But I do want to encourage you this way. We've heard from over 10,000 of you signing on to this letter that's going to both campaigns saying, please, please remove this mandate. We're urging you to support the Constitution and violate this mandate. You could do so by going to aclj.org and signing the letter there. That's aclj.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But folks, we need everybody that's listening to sign on to that letter right now. If you care about life, you sign this letter. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. With the presidential election fast approaching, there's one issue that cannot be ignored: Obamacare and the HHS mandate. The mandate requires companies to purchase health insurance for employees that includes coverage for the abortion pill, a requirement that violates the religious beliefs of millions of Americans. The ACLJ is at the forefront of an intense legal battle to have the HHS mandate declared unconstitutional. The ACLJ has filed several federal lawsuits and is supporting many more, a battle that is likely to end up at the Supreme Court. The fact is, the next president of the United States can bring an end to the HHS mandate with the stroke of a pen. Sign on to our letter going to President Obama and Governor Romney, putting them on notice. The HHS mandate is bad law and violates the Constitution. As the ACLJ pursues the legal fight, we urge the next president to end this mandate the day he is sworn into office. Call now 1-877-989-2255 for online ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The mandate, as it's called with HHS, came into full focus on the vice presidential debate. It was interesting. Cecilia Richards, who's the president of Planned Parenthood, spoke at the Democratic National Convention. Let me play for her, for you, number 13. This is what she said.
Why are we having to fight in 2012 against politicians who want to end access to birth control? It's like we woke up on a bad episode of Mad Men. Because when Mitt Romney says he'll get rid of Planned Parenthood and turn the clock back on a century of progress, it has real consequences.
Yeah, it does. And that is that he doesn't want to take taxpayer dollars and fund Planned Parenthood. But interestingly, a bit of a Freudian slip coming out of Joe Biden in the vice presidential debate, where he conflated the term abortion and Planned Parenthood. This was actually in the debate. Take a listen.
With Robert Bork being the chief advisor on the court for Mr. Romney, who do you think he's likely to appoint? Do you think he's likely to appoint someone like Scalia or someone else on the court far right that would outlaw abortion?
So there it is. I mean, he conflates abortion and Planned Parenthood as if they're synonymous, which they are in our view. So that's one of the interesting dynamics of all this. Folks, we've got a letter going to both campaigns. I want to encourage you to sign it. It is saying that if you're the president of the United States, you have the authority to, in the stroke of a pen, get rid of this violation of religious liberty on religious institutions and businesses. You can do that as president of the United States, and we're urging you to follow the Constitution and do just that. If you've not yet signed it, about 10,000 people have already. We want to get to 50,000. We're going to get it to both campaigns. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Now, we're taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Than, let's go right back to them.
Yeah, let's go to Ronnie calling from Maryland on line 3. Ronnie, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jay. I just want to thank you guys for all you're doing. You know, this Democrats, they've come full circle. Now they're providing contra aid with this contraception mandate. And Biden and them, I mean, they have a constituency where vice is the virtue and catering, but that is imposing on our Christian.
Well, let me play exactly what Vice President Joe Biden said. Again, folks, his own words, number 6.
With regard to abortion, I accept my church's position on abortion as a what we call de fide doctrine. Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. But I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews. And I just refuse to impose that on others.
Well, and, you know, I don't think we have this particular bite from Congressman Ryan, but he made the statement that his religion does impact and reflect the rest of his life and how he governs and how he views various issues. If we get that later, I'll get that up for you. But, folks, it does kind of tell you the nature of what's going on here. And you've got this little bit of a spat disagreement between Congressman Ryan and Biden, Vice President Biden, obviously significant. Let's play number 21.
Now, I've got to take issue with the Catholic Church and religious liberty.
You have.
If they agree with you, why would they keep suing you? It's a distinction without a difference.
because the church has sued, as has a number of religious institutions that have sued on this. So it's becoming quite the battle, no doubt about that. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to be here after for another 30 minutes, so keep calling, folks. Then let's go to another call-in.
All right, let's go to Rick calling from Montana on line 5. Rick, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, I've got a question about the debate so far, and hopefully they will cover it in the future ones. Is the mandate to the Supreme Court that it only could really be justified or put upon the American people as a tax? And I wondered why they haven't.
Are you talking about in the Supreme Court opinion, how come it was never discussed as a tax when it was going through Congress and then became a tax for the purposes of constitutionality? It makes no sense to me either, quite frankly. But that's the decision of the Supreme Court of the United States. It'll be interesting to see, then, if that tax issue comes up and how President Obama handles it, because that's certainly not how he sold it to the American people.
Yeah, it may come up in general, Jay, but in large part, I think that is an issue that's gone by the wayside. I think now we need to focus on the issue like we're doing today that is still on the table. I mean, this issue of the mandate, Jay, you rightly described it. The president could reverse this with the stroke of a pen. So this is something that the president has full and purview. Yeah, Congress is going to work on this, but the president could undo it with a single stroke of a pen. I think you're more likely to see them focus in on that issue than the tax issue.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Although it's a town hall, anything can come up. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's get another call in.
Let's go to Tony calling from New York on line 2. Tony, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Tony.
Yes, hi. I was listening to the debate, the vice president debate.
Yes, sir.
Joe Biden says that that life begins at conception.
Yes.
And therefore, if he believes in that, and he's along with the Catholic, he said, but he does not want to impose that to the rest of the people. Then who is he going to vote for?
Let me tell you what he did. Let's play exactly that soundbite, and then I'll tell you what, and we'll also play what Congressman Ryan said. This is first. We'll go from Vice President Joe Biden. This is what he views. We played this a couple times, but we'll play it again.
With regard to abortion, I accept my church's position on abortion as what we call de fide doctrine. Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. But I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews. I just refuse to impose that on others.
So he's not going to take his personal faith and impose it. Here's what Congressman Ryan had to say, number one.
I don't see how a person can separate their public life from their private life or from their faith. Our faith informs us in everything we do. My faith informs me about how to take care of the vulnerable, about how to make sure that people have a chance in life. You want to ask basically why I'm pro-life? It's not simply because of my Catholic faith. That's a factor, of course. But it's also because of reason and science.
Well, there you have it. Two stark different views on how their religion impacts, their faith impacts their decision-making. Folks, we're going to be here taking more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A lot of lawsuits involved in this already. We've got two that weren't directly challenging, and then a host of other briefs that we filed. But we've got something different we're doing today, and that is we are asking the President of the United States, if he's reelected, or Governor Romney, if he's elected, to undo this HHS mandate, such a clear violation of religious liberty and religious freedom. And that's where you come in. We're sending a letter to both President Obama and to Governor Romney, and we're saying, when you are in office, put your hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, do just that. Uphold the Constitution of the United States by not compelling religious institutions, private employers for that matter, to violating their religious conscience, which is what the First Amendment's designed to protect. If you want to help us on that, we want to get up to 50,000 signatures on this letter. You can simply go to aclj.org and sign it there. It's aclj.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And you're going to be signing a letter that is going to both campaigns saying undo by the stroke of a pen this HHS mandate, which violates religious liberty. It's not only pro-abortion in its policies, but violates the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which one of these nominees are going to be compelled to uphold. So go to aclj.org to sign that letter or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. You can also follow this on our website at aclj.org. Follow us on Twitter. Make sure you like us on Facebook as well. But call us right now, 877-989-2255.
The fact is, the next president of the United States can bring an end to the HHS mandate with the stroke of a pen. Sign on to our letter going to President Obama and Governor Romney, putting them on notice. The HHS mandate is bad law and violates the Constitution. As the ACLJ pursues the legal fight, we urge the next president to end this mandate the day he is sworn into office. Call now 1-877-989-2255 for online, aclj.org.